Good afternoon, everyone, and hello to our great listeners. Welcome to Life Coach Radio Network. I'm your host of Influential Connections, Amina Hidayat, and my guest today is an amazing teacher, spiritual teacher. Her name is Anna Chiara Simonetti. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Anna Chiara.
Yes, hi, Amina, and hi, everybody. Yes, it's Anna Chiara Simonetti.
Okay. Very close.
You said it great.
Thank you. So Anna Chiara is a spiritual teacher, a strategic intervention coach, and an author of several books, among which is going to be our focus today and our discussion. Her book is called Befriend Yourself and Find Inner Peace. What a beautiful title, you know, very catchy. So let me start. You're welcome. Let me start by introducing myself briefly for those who don't know me. My name is Amina. I'm an intrapersonal intelligence consultant. I'm an author, a speaker, and a certified professional coach, strategic intervention coach as well, and, of course, right now your radio talk show host. You can read more about the work I do on my website, www.aminahidayat.com. And, of course, we're going to talk about the how to contact us and so on at the end. Here I want to welcome Anna Chiara again, Anna Chiara Simonetti, right?
Yes.
Yes. Hi. Okay. Hi. So, Anna Chiara, could you please introduce yourself to our listeners and give them an idea who you are and what's your background?
Yeah, for sure. So first of all, I'm a person that's very, very passionate about spirituality, and my focus is on finding ways where I can really experience the divine within me in my everyday life. So not only in very special moments, but really to bring the spirituality and the divine into everything I live through in my days. So for almost 20 years at this point, I've been studying, practicing, and working with energy healing. I am a strategic intervention coach, just like Amina. And I've been working for many years with angels and archangels. Then finally, I discovered that really the power of unconditional love is the biggest power of all. And I wanted to get in touch and be connected to this power as much as I could. So I was living through a difficult time in my marriage, actually, and I decided to use that experience to be stronger and to use it to be closer to the divine. I can call it divine, I can call it God, or you can use other words that may be more resonant to you. So you can use Allah, you can use the universe, or just love. It's the same. We're talking about the same, or even life, the same essence, okay? And so I came across this method, and I really created it in a way that it's very easy to be used, and it worked for me very well. Like, I use it every day, every time, and it's transforming my life in ways that I really would have never expected. And after a while that I was working with Befriend Yourself and Find Inner Peace on myself, I was really inspired to write a book, to put it together in a book form, because I thought, if it can benefit myself so much, this can help other people too. So this is my story.
No, absolutely. And when you have the passion to help other people, and especially if it's something that you've gone through and you saw that it worked well for you, so you want to help other people through it as well when they are going also. I think with your method, and from what I read in the book, Anna Chiara, is that not just when you're going through hard time or something, it can be used all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yes. It can be used all the time. And for me, the point was that if in such a hard time I could be benefited so much. Can you imagine what can happen when, you know, life is fairly good, right? So,
absolutely, absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. Let me take this moment to just to invite our listeners to feel free to call us, please, with your questions, or if you have any comments that you would like to share with us, or any experience of your own. The number here is 347-637-1960. You also can write any comment at the below at the chat section of this webpage that you open right now, that you have in front of you. So as Anna Chiara said, you know, like today we are going to be talking about how you can become your best friend and discover an incredibly effective way for you to connect to your higher self, your divine self. No matter where nor who you are today, you can find the love in yourself and let it heal you. Anna Chiara's book illustrates just this process with a method she created to successfully integrate yourself with unconditional love and find peace, joy, and, of course, love. And I really enjoyed what you said a moment ago that, like divine love, and it's, you know, to connect to that kind of love. It doesn't matter because people say, oh, if it's Allah or if it is Yahweh or if it is, you know, like different names that people have for God or for the divine. And people sometimes feel strange about those names, but we're talking about the same thing here. We're talking about, you know, the same kind of divinity that is here,
yes,
with us all the time.
Yeah, it's the same essence. It doesn't matter, the name really doesn't matter. As long as we are addressing the same essence, the divine essence, it's fine.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And it doesn't even matter that somebody, I mean, you don't need to be spiritual, you don't need to be religious, you know. You can even not believe in anything, but you know there's deep love in your heart. So just stick to that and just believe to that. And you can use the method anyway, in, you know, through that,
yes,
perspective.
Okay, coming to the method now. Now, how did you create the method? You know, like the one that you described in your book.
Yeah, so as I was saying earlier, I was going through a difficult time in my marriage, and I decided, I noticed that I wasn't being too nice to myself, and I said, well, I'm not going to go down this road because that's a bad road. That's not going to take me anywhere. That's a good place or do me or others, you know, any good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said,
yes,
I want to become my best friend. Like, I need to be the one that supports myself much more than anybody else.
Yes.
And I started using mirror work. You know, when you go to a mirror, you look at yourself in the eyes, and then you say to yourself things like, I love you. And to a certain extent, it did work, but when it really wasn't feeling so good, to me, it didn't sound true at all, because it was me saying that, I mean, from a conscious level to a conscious level. So to me, it didn't really do the work, you know, it didn't really click deep inside and make it the difference that I wanted it to make. And then one day I was inspired to, while I was feeling, you know, this division inside, I was inspired from my heart, where I said to myself, I love you, while I was looking at myself in the mirror. And from my heart, this warmth came, and I could feel that that was not my conscious part. That was my higher self that just made its way, you know, through me and made me feel that it's always there. It's always there. And then from there, I started to experiment, and it took, you know, several months for me to really put it into a simple, effective method. And then I did it. And then the results were so mind-blowing for me, because even though some of my circumstances were not the happiest at the moment, every single day I could feel such a joy inside, such a peace inside. And so I said to myself, why that? Wow, that's really, really incredible. And you see, you don't need to have your life be perfect for you to feel this kind of wonderful, amazing feelings, because these feelings are really who we really are, all of us.
All of us.
That's our essence.
Yes.
So
what
we do is that we allow our negativity and our circumstances that are less than perfect to cover up that divine essence that's near love, that's near peace and pure joy. You know, just the joy that comes from inside. I say it's bubbling up, and then you want to spread it, you know, everywhere and with everybody you are, because that's just amazing.
Yes.
You can't stop it.
No.
And so one thing that I wanted to say, Amina, is that when I say befriend yourself, it doesn't mean that you have to become really selfish and don't care about others, or narcissistic, you know, and, oh, I'm better than others. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do become your best friend, what happens is that you realize that your higher self, your divine pure essence, is your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are at that point, when you are at that point, what you want to do is you just want to share that love and that joy. You just want others to know about it.
Absolutely. And you want them to feel it as well, to feel the joy and the peace inside that comes with it. And your voice just sounds so passionate about the energy that's coming from your voice, Anna Kiara. It really shows how passionate you are about this and your experience with it. It really shows in your voice. And I've known you for such, how many years now? Several years when we were studying to become strategic intervention coaches?
Yeah, a few years together, yes.
A few years now. And hearing you now talk about this product of yours, or not a product, but, you know, like this evolvement that happened, and you're putting it in a book and you're sharing it with people, and it really shows where your authentic self is coming from, you know, your love for people to feel it and really experience it. It's really, I'm so happy for you. I'm really happy. I wish that everyone would, you know, get to feel this way as well. Yes, absolutely. And so that would bring us again to the next question here, which is, you know, what happens when you befriend yourself? You know, because it is okay to explain the feeling and so on, but really what happens, you know? Can you share that with us?
Absolutely. Well, what you do actually is that when you do feel something that's not comfortable, so an uneasiness that comes from someone saying something to you that you don't like, or you're not satisfied about yourself, or you're just feeling a negative emotion, what do we do usually when we're not comfortable? We push against that feeling because we do not like it, and so we don't want to experience it. We don't want to go through it. And then what happens is that it gets bigger and it stays there. Because it's just like a wave, but if you push against it, you build a wall and it stays there. Instead, precisely in that very moment when you don't feel comfortable, you don't feel good, you partner with your higher self. You open up to that love that is your very essence and your higher self's very essence, and you let it do the job. So first of all, using befriend yourself and find inner peace, you will find out that you will become more and more aware, so more and more present of what's going on inside of you. Okay, so let's say I'm feeling, I don't know, I'm feeling mad about something right now. And then I'm aware that I don't feel good. So immediately I become aware and I say, okay, now I'm mad about this. Immediately, I just relax, I open up, and I let my higher self do the work. It means I let that voice from the deep center of my heart come out and say, I'm here with you, and I love you.
Beautiful.
So it seems like nothing. It's very powerful. And I tell you, my experience of, again, almost 20 years working in spirituality and all this beautiful thinks that when something is simple, it is very powerful. When it's complicated, usually it's okay, run away from it or
exactly.
No,
exactly.
Honestly, like it's very simple. You just, if you feel you're feeling mad, and instead of resisting that bad feeling, you just mm-hmm. open up and you let the love of your best friend, your higher self, say to mm-hmm. that feeling, I'm here and I love you. You just relax and you keep repeating it with passion and being in your heart. You know, it helps if you focus on your heart, you breathe to your heart center a few times just to feel the connection.
Yes.
And you keep repeating it until you see that your breath changes. When your breath changes, so it becomes broader, or you can even, you know, you just, you feel relieved. You feel just a little bit more open, just a little bit more relaxed. What happens is that your subconscious registered the message. And then you can go on and do whatever you were doing before that feeling hit you.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah,
know?
That sounds, and, yeah, it sounds very powerful. Very powerful,
yeah,
and yet simple, as you said, very simple. And you can imagine
but, you
how
know,
it would dissipate the anger.
Yes, and you know the trick, Amina, is when you do it constantly. So if you just do it once in a while, it will give you relief once in a while. That's all, you know. But
yes,
if
yeah.
every time that you become aware, and again, you will become aware swifter and swifter by using Befriend Yourself and Finding Your Peace. Every time you become aware, you stop and you let that love do the talk and do the work, then you see that your resistance stops being so tough, you know, and
yes.
you go back into the flow of just easily being your beautiful self quicker and quicker.
Yes, yeah. It even sounds so beautiful when you're explaining it now, just the feeling of inner peace that comes when you feel that, you know, it says, I'm here with you, I love you. It's
yeah.
it's just an engulfing feeling that, you know, you're sort of like wrapped, you know, with this whole love that comes through you.
Yes, and we really are. And, you know, sometimes it's immediate. You just, I just need to say it once or even twice and boom, I'm already out of the feeling, you know, because that bad feeling, it's a story. That's not who we really are.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's the story. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, and that's also, you know, because the point that you said, two points actually that you said here, one of them is the awareness part. How can you become really aware of that emotion that's going on, and the also the awareness of the inner love, you know, the peace. And the second thing that you mentioned was the constant training of yourself to do it. So it when it happens... It, you know, you can say it once or twice and you get the feeling right away. So your subconscious mind would become really trained to get into that mode. Am I getting that right, Anna Chiara?
So the point is this, Amina, that when you don't feel good, then that's the right moment for you to become aware. And at first, you can be in that bad feeling state for quite a bit, you know, until you say, hey, wait a minute, I'm not feeling good. So to begin with, maybe it's a good idea to ask yourself often during the day, how am I feeling? How am I feeling right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then if you train yourself to do it often, you know, in a little bit or just a little bit of time, when you don't feel well, boom, you get into the, you know, you catch it immediately. You catch it immediately.
Yes.
And the more you do the more you do that, befriend yourself and find inner peace, the more joy and peace you and love you experience, the more you won't like to be in those bad feelings at all. They will become like, oh my God, I got to run away right now from them. And then the second point that you made, Amina, you what was that? Can you say it again? I just lost it.
Oh, the second point was, let me remember.
Too many
too.
At once.
The first part was the awareness.
Oh, yeah,
the
the
second, the constant
now.
Training. Yeah, the constant training. Yes, yeah.
So how do you get to feel that love, you said? Sometimes, you'll, especially at the beginning, you'll have to fake it. So start from the end result. Okay, so, yeah, behave just like if you were feeling that love. You may not be feeling it, you know, in that very moment. It doesn't matter. Start, keep telling yourself anyways, I love you. I'm here with you. Everything is going to be okay. I'm just with you. I'm here. And I really, really love you no matter what, Ofu. Because we know inside, we just need to remember this. It's not that we have to learn it. We just have to uncover it, but it's already there. It's already there, and it's all of who we are. So we're faking it, but, you know, till a certain point. But in truth, we know that that love is our real essence. We all know it in our hearts.
Sure. And as you said, you know, like there is the expression that says, you know, like fake it till you become it, you know, or fake it till you make it. So
exactly.
It's really... Yeah, until you're able to really feel it and really get a true, honest feeling about how it comes along.
Exactly.
Yeah. So one thing that, you know, like resisting anger or resisting negativity and so on. So how do you deal with negativity in that sense?
Yeah, that's how you deal it. You really, you love it. You stop resisting it, basically. It's not that you're saying, when you catch yourself, let's say you really, I don't know, you're feeling something big like hate. Wow, that's a bad feeling, right? We don't want to be there. But let's say, oh my God, you're really in hatred in a certain moment. And you don't like to be there. You know that it's not good to be there. And so you really push hard against that feeling. And by pushing it hard, again, it becomes bigger. And I assure you, it's not going to go away. Instead, if you just open up and let the love of your higher self say to that feeling, I'm here and I love you, all that resistance vanishes. Because, first of all, you're not judging the feeling. You're just letting it pass through you.
Yes.
You're not judging yourself for feeling it, but instead you're loving yourself. It's not that when you say, I love you, I'm here, it's not that you're saying, hey, wow, that's great, come on, and, you know, increase hatred, I really like you. No, you're not saying that, but you're not resisting the feeling, and you can even talk to the feeling directly and say, I'm here and I love you, and then... It dissolves, it dissipates, it just vanishes, goes away. And you can also start sending love after you did that to the part in you that's in that story that feels the hatred.
Yes, yeah.
I'm here, I'm with you, I'm in you, I'm, you know, I'm here being you. And then it relaxes. I tell you, we tend to go to, you know, everybody to some specific emotion, negative emotion, quite often, and so it might take time. It doesn't work. It doesn't matter. You know, you just be persistent. You just keep doing it, and in the years, what I've seen happening is that it's like layer after layer. Our behaviors, our, you know, our patterns, negative patterns, just start to loosen up. You know, and little by little, you can see what's really behind it.
What's really behind it? That gets me really to one part of your book that can. Do you mind if I shared it with some of the, you know, with our listeners?
Go ahead. No, go
okay.
Ahead. Absolutely.
Sure. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece here, and you wrote, "Our core essence of love never buys into the illusion of separation. Not for a single tiny instant. It always knows that we are a ray of the divine sun, and as such, we are never going to be separated from the sun. When we go about life with our daily activities, some of the energy that is ourselves turns its focus to the world of illusion, what we call outer reality, and that focus is what I believe creates the sense of separation. We are so involved in what is going on around us and inside of us as a result of the outside stuff that on one hand we identify totally with that part of our energy, while on the other hand we give less and less attention to the inspiration that comes from our core essence. We can go as far as totally dismissing the guidance coming from our inspiration, negating it, and discrediting it completely. Further than that, we see that inspiration mirrored to us by others that are living their life following it. We discredit, discriminate against it, and hate others too. For this reason, I am a strong believer in the idea that, yes, we have to do our best to bring peace in the world. However, we had better start with ourselves and always remember that it starts with our inner world first. So what you are talking about, how to get this peace inner world through, you know, like working with the outside world, working with what pushes our buttons, what makes us feel angry, what makes us feel upset, and instead of going through with those emotions and feel this type of, what do you call it, you know, like this road that takes you to that direction. No, listen to your inner self, to your inspiration. How do you feel inside? You know, it's really beautiful. I love this piece. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing it. You know, it's not that we have to deny the feelings, but just feel it, let it pass, move on with love, welcome it with love. Okay, so it's absolutely not denying it, because that would create resistance again, and then hide it, and then it would come out, you know, with weird behaviors or you know, bad behavior. So we don't want to do that. We just want to, okay, this is what I'm feeling it, and I welcome it, and I love myself anyways, and my higher self is here, divine is here, there's no judgment, and just an observation, just going back to the love that you are, and move on.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, let me, this is tied also to what we're talking about, but it takes us to a different dimension here, you know, talking about visualization and so on. Why do you make the distinction between the visualization and inspiration?
Well, first of all, I think they both have value, and, you know, I use them both, so it's not that one is better than the other, but they are different. Like sometimes when you want to achieve a goal, it might just come from your ego. Let's say you want, I don't know, a super beautiful car. And let's say you want a Bentley, you know. But there's nothing bad in having a Bentley, absolutely. I'm not criticizing. I love beautiful cars too. You want that, and you really want it, and you use your visualization to, you know, to get into the feeling of having it, and that's fantastic, that's perfect. And then you may get it, absolutely. But inspiration is different, because inspiration is, to me, it's really the voice of God that talks through you. So you might very well not have thought of something that's coming through inspiration. And the difference is that a visualization, you can decide that you want. Let's go with the example of the Bentley again. You want the Bentley, and you decide that, and you keep visualizing it, okay? But inspiration, you don't go to it. You train yourself to just be open and receptive enough to let it come to you. Okay, so it comes to you. You don't create it. It just comes to you and through you.
Yeah, so at the same time, if we are doing a visualization exercise, for example, wanting a Bentley or, you know, a Lamborghini or something, at the same time, during the visualization, because it's a sort of also like a meditative state, you can still get inspiration during that time,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So
yes,
the person
absolutely.
Has to differentiate between what is the desire that they're after and what is the inspiration that's coming through to you from the divine or from, you know, like an out, you know, like a spiritual aspect.
Yes. Yeah, that's a very good point. You can be visualizing something and then you get inspired to take action, mm-hmm. or that would bring, would lead you in that direction, or just change, you know, the outcome or anything. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it's a matter of how we can differentiate between desires, you know, and that aspect and the inspiration that's coming through, which, you know, which, let me ask you this, what's behind our desires then?
Well, usually behind our desire is a wish to be in a certain state, in a feeling state. Mm-hmm. So if you become aware of why you want what you want, and in my book, Befriend Yourself and Find Inner Peace, I lead the reader through several processes, you know, from different mm-hmm. angles to get there. So it's wonderful to have your own goals, your, you know, to want to be getting to something in your life that's fantastic. My suggestion is that you learn why you want what you want. Mm-hmm. Which on one side can get you there faster because you go to the root cause of your wishes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And on the other side can make you more authentic, because in the process you can discover that maybe something wasn't that important after all, or that you already are experiencing that kind of feeling and you can just implement that, you know, so...
Yeah.
And you can also, you know, ask your divine self to guide you and to lead the way. And this mm-hmm. is how your inspiration comes more and more to you. And, you know, maybe you start with the Bentley and then you get to all the different points, but much
yes.
more happily.
Yeah.
Because if it's just one goal achieved after the other, you know, like how many people have their goals achieved and they're not happy.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know, and then there's another, and then there's another. Well, I discovered that, first of all, you can really be happy along the path.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if you're not there yet. There is a way, and I describe it profusely, I think, in my book. And, so that makes a difference.
No, absolutely. And happiness, you know, like from the method that you described and reaching, you know, the inner peace, that by itself, you know, gives the ultimate happiness, I think. That's in my own mind. So happiness can differ from one person to another, but this would be the ultimate happiness, the inner peace and the inner joy. Yeah. Let me remind listeners, please, you're more than welcome to call us in the number that 347-637-1960. Send us a message on the Facebook page, the event page, or on the Life Coach Radio Network page. You're more than welcome to join us. And also, you can leave a comment on the webpage that you're listening on as well. Okay, my guest today is Anna Chiara Simonetti, and we're talking about her book, wonderful book, about Befriend Yourself, and find inner peace. So, Anna Chiara, now, who can this method benefit? I know that we talked about the benefit. It benefited you very much during what you went through. Again, you know, like, who could it benefit as well? So I think we did cover a little bit about, you know, like, it would really benefit everyone, right?
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, if you think that the message is resonant to you, just go for it. My suggestion is just be persistent. Maybe give it a try for at least a month, but, you know, constantly, and then you will start to be, you know, really, really happy and intrigued and satisfied and see, wow. You're going to get to know yourself in ways that you wouldn't believe possible. I tell you, because I wouldn't believe that this would be happening to me either. So
yes, and that actually, what you said right now, it there's another paragraph in your book that is really beautiful, and I'll share it just here for a minute. You said, I have found that by turning into your own best friend, you spontaneously and very strongly reactivate that feeling of connection to the love at the core of your being. This connection gives you the sense of knowledge that although most of you is unseen, it is definitely there, and it is still you, just at another level. That love that I call your best friend, your higher self, is always there to support you and guide you, and that is what holds the whole picture inside of you. That really sums up everything here that you were talking about, Anna Chiara. This is such a beautiful explanation, or, you know, in just a short, concise paragraph, what your method will have people arrive to or reach or feel that sense of, as you said, the whole picture inside of you is to understand. There is an expression that, you know, like that is said, that do you think that you are just a small creature on earth, you know, but inside of you, the universe as a whole is right there.
Yes.
You know, and that really touched me when I read that paragraph as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really beautiful. So what are the exercises in your book? Or are there, you know, like exercises in the book that people can go through to practice this method?
Yes, absolutely. There are many exercises. So I created a chapter that's called Special Processes. And so, like, there are exercises that you can use when you wake up, and then at midday before sleeping, and then for the most common emotions like frustration, anger, rage, sadness, anxiety, fear. And then there's an exercise. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I just heard a weird sound. I thought I was off.
No, I thought somebody came on and they left right away. So go ahead, please.
Oh, it's okay. And so then a process to, you know, to help yourself with your self-talk, and then to test your beliefs. And there are several, I think 14 special processes. And then throughout the book, there are several exercises and processes that you can use. I thought about, you know, the most common situations we can go through in our everyday life, and so I created these processes for the reader to be well equipped, you know. And then in the last chapter, in the very last chapter, I have just summarized all the processes, extracted them, and described only the processes. So it's going to make it very simple and easy for the reader after they read my book, you know, just to see and say, okay, let's see today, what can I need from here? And until you just become really familiar with all of this, and then it just will become natural. Like, I see that I'm much more aware of what's going on in me. And then the voice comes, my higher self comes out right away, and it takes less and less. And again, there are a few spots that are, you know, our strongest points where our shadow is really the darkest, and then we'll have to go over it. But, you know, you just be patient. It's self-growth is a process. There's no fast solution. I don't believe it's something, there's something magical, boom, one thing and you're done. Absolutely not. And then you're gonna discover layer after layer, you're gonna come closer and closer to your wholeness, to your authenticity, to your integrity. And you're just gonna feel that along the way, this loving presence, your higher self, your divine essence, is always there with you, never judging you, always loving you, always escorting you through everything you might be facing. And that makes you feel so good, because first of all, again, more and more of your love, joy, and peace will surface, and so you don't need to wait for, you know, God knows what to be happy. You can just find happiness and joy in every day.
Yes, definitely.
You know, that's just amazing. This is why I thought I want to teach this process, this method of befriend yourself and find inner peace in workshops, because I really want as many people as possible to be learning about this. It's so beautiful.
It is, Anna Chiara, and I think this is a great idea. And I know we talked about this, that you want to do the seminars, the workshops, you know, and so on. And you want, you know, to teach this method to other people to get to that inner peace. What I loved also about the process that you're describing in the book is that even though it will take practice, you know, and so on, but it is such a simple way of living also, you know, because it taps into the inner beauty of the human being, you know, the inner, you know, the inner love, the inner, you know, the divine love, the beautiful, it's just the beautiful you. You know.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
So it's really it taps into it, and in one of your chapters, I think you called it responsibility frees love.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Well,
how can responsibility free love?
We are raised believing that responsibility equals guilt, and it really doesn't. Responsibility simply means the ability to respond. So it's only when we really embrace that aspect of ourselves and our lives that we can be freed up, because we can choose how to respond. And again, you know, going to your best friend, your inner best friend, first of all, will free you up. In unbelievable ways. And let me just say something here. Yes, it's true that when something is, you know, again, as we were talking about earlier, that some emotions are, we go there more often. There are people who feel sadness very easily. Others feel anger very easily. Others fear and so on and so forth. So with those strong ones, you know, you might need to be working on them time after time for a period of time. But nonetheless, every single time you will feel the relief, you know, and for all the other feelings, it will be immediate or almost immediate. So it's not that you will need to be working with befriend yourself and finding your peace for 6 months before you see the results. The results are going to be there since the first time or the first times.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Mm. And the more you do it, the deeper they will be. That's for sure.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. And I like the way that you have designed it, you know, like when you wake up and then the midday and before sleeping. And so it's sort of like... It's a schedule, but it's a beautiful schedule that goes with the nature of the human being.
Yes, and you can choose. You know, you don't need every day to do every time the wake up on middle day. But if you go to bed and you're not in a good mood, maybe you can finish up your day for a change in a different way. Or if you had a good day instead, you can increase that good feeling. You know why? That's even better.
Definitely. Of course, definitely. And one of the processes that you mentioned also that I really like very much, and I love the title that you talked about, is the soften up your judging. Because this is one of the things, you know, like when we judge ourselves, and we talked about this earlier, when we judge ourselves or when we judge other people, we're actually putting a lot of burden on ourselves and on the other person. You know, from the spiritual aspect and from the, you're labeling ourselves and labeling other people. And that is one type of resistance that you talked about as well. You know, just not just the anger or the emotions. I think this is another type of resistance in a character. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, it is, because it's when you blame whether yourself or others, what you're doing is you don't want to see what's behind it. While if you just let go the judging, you know, I call it, I think, soften up the judgment. Yeah. You know, when you just let go there and open up, you see what's behind, and you just bring it back to love, to unconditional love. So the love of our higher self is really unconditional, which means there is no condition attached whatsoever. So it's not that you're good, I love you, you're bad, I don't. No, I love you, period, always. No matter what, no matter who, no matter where you are right now in your life, you can just start right now, and you will find that loving best friend inside of yourself.
Yes.
It's not a question, you know, it's not a question when is it going to come to you. The question is, are you ready to open up that door? Because that higher self loving you unconditionally is there always. It's always been there. It's the question is, are you ready to be doing that work to get there, to get to it?
Exactly.
As long as there is the awareness piece comes in, that, you know, like the awareness that this is happening and this is what I want to do, that is a huge step.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So
and we talked about, you know, like how you feel after using the befriend yourself and find inner peace method consistently, and that is the magic word. It's consistently, right?
Yes, that is consistently the magic word, Amina, because, as you know, like for everything else, like if you do it like on a diet, you go on a diet and you just, you know, use the diet once in a while, what's going to do it, right?
Yes, yeah.
Maybe
of course
it's going to flatten up your tummy for one night and then next year it's going to be all over again. But if you just use it consistently, and again, it's not going to take up any much time at all, you know, because if you become constant applying this process, you know, it's just you feel bad, use the process, let go, go ahead with what you were doing. And then something bad comes again, and then you use the process, and then you move on again. So it's really... It's so smooth. I find it so easy, so smooth, you know. And then you feel, this loving presence is always here with me. You can address it as better as you feel like. She's always here with me, or he's always here with me, or it's always here with me. And you can start to relax, and then you just feel peaceful. You just feel supported. That's the word. You
Absolutely.
Feel constantly supported. Yeah,
Absolutely.
You're not alone. You're not left, you know, just there in a corner and facing all that's coming to you. No, that's not the way. And this is why responsibility is so important, because you do have the ability to respond.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
and at the same time, when you consistently, you know, training yourself to reach that level, wisdom appears, creativity appears, genius appears, all kinds of different aspects of the beauty of the human being appears and becomes productive.
You know, Amina, that's all. These are all facets of inspiration, in fact. the ones that you just said, they're all facets of inspiration, that, you know, creativity, genius, that's the way that, it comes to you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Anna Chiara, we're coming to the last few minutes of our program, and I want to know, you know, or if you would like to say something about what's your next steps, you know, like in teaching the Befriend Yourself and Find Inner Peace method?
Well, as I said, I already offer one-on-one sessions, so private sessions, and my next step is to create workshops for groups of people, and the workshops are going to be, they're going to be very interactive, so, you know, I'm just going to introduce my method and then have people, come up with what their difficulties are, and I'm going to teach them how to apply the method for them to feel good inside.
Okay,
and
how will they know Sure, you know, like of course. I'm sorry. How would they know what's the schedule or when are the dates that you're going to be setting up or scheduling and so on? How can they reach you or how can they know where are you going to post those dates?
Probably the best place is my Facebook page, Anna Chiara Simonetti mm-hmm. Facebook page,
okay.
And even my website. That's www.annachiarasimonetti.com, and then people can even request for me to organize, you know, to work with a group that they already have.
Okay.
And I can certainly travel. Yeah, that's absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And they can reach me. In that case, they can reach me via email at info@annachiarasimonetti.com.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, do you want me to spell
yeah.
my name anymore? Okay, so that's how you
sure.
spell.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, it's on the website, but for those who are listening to us and they don't have access to the page itself, so maybe if you can spell the name, that would be great.
Yeah. Okay, so my website, that's www.annachiarasimonetti.com.
Okay, great. And again, it's on the web page. It's on the page where they're listening to us right now. And for the email, it would be info@annachiarasimonetti.com, right?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, perfect. Great. So mainly you're going to be posting again, on your Facebook page, and they can email you, they can request special groups and special meetings. Wonderful.
Yeah.
That
absolutely.
Is wonderful.
That's another option, or I'll create one. So both, yeah,
mm-hmm.
no problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Now, Anna Chiara, do you have any final thoughts on the topic that we discussed?
No, I just invite people to really read the book because I think it's very explanatory. There are many exercises there, and feel free to get in touch with me. I'll be happy to answer your questions. And I think it's a method that's really, really much needed in this world because peace starts with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we can point the finger and say, you know, our politicians or, you know, terrorists or this and that. But until we do not do our work and find that peace in our hearts,
mm-hmm.
nothing much is going to change. So,
and I was going to mention, because you mentioned politicians and terrorists and so on, maybe they should learn this method so that they would be at peace with themselves too. So
that would be amazing. Then they would
I know.
Act differently for sure. We'll get there too.
The world will be a different place, Anna Chiara. Yeah.
Yeah, but it will, Amina. It will. This is the direction
yes.
we're going to. I'm very trusting, very positive about this and optimistic. So because it
Absolutely.
Is so easy, you know, just start with yourself. And then
mm-hmm.
when you are at peace in your own heart, you don't want to harm any other creature on earth.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, you just
and
want
you,
to benefit everybody and help. You
exactly.
know,
just,
yeah.
Exactly. And at the same time, as you mentioned, it's not a matter of selfishness or narcissism, you know, or narcissism, but it's a matter of, you're reaching a higher self and a divine self that, you know, that loves everything and wants, you know, never, of course, to harm anything or anyone.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I mean, in the book, I think in the book I give the example of the mother that is feeding her child. If the mother is, you know, is in a very bad emotional place, she's starving herself, she's spiritually disconnected, what is she going to offer to her baby? Nothing,
yes,
and then
definitely.
The baby is going to starve as well, right? Instead, if the mother is going to take wonderful care of herself, love herself, you know, and just support herself as much as she can, then she'll have a happy baby, and the baby will be a happy person.
Absolutely. I agree 100%,
so,
and we keep on saying that if the mother is not able to take care of herself, or the father not able to take care of themselves, they won't be able to take care of their children either.
Yeah, so we need to start with ourselves, and it's easy. It's really easy. It's just, again, are you ready? Do you want to do that? And then it's going to be better and better and better. You know, the better it gets, the better it gets, really. Lighter and lighter.
And I would encourage, really, I would encourage, you know, our listeners and everyone who will join us to get the book and read it. The book is called Befriend Yourself and Find Inner Peace by Anna Chiari Simonetti. And it is such a beautiful book. It's an easy read, and it's, you know, it's like as if you're talking to us, you know. I love the style that you wrote with. So it's really beautiful, Anna Chiara.
Thank you.
So we're coming to the last minutes, and you know, I wish we had more time that we could talk and discuss more points in the book, because it's such an interesting book, an interesting method, and a beautiful method for people to follow. So I'd like to thank you so much, Anna Chiara, this afternoon for being my guest and for the valuable information and insights that you've shared with us today.
Thank you so much, Amina, for having me, and thank you for all the listeners.
Oh, I'm sure that, you know, like our listeners are very excited to learn more about your next steps and your schedules of seminars that you'll offer. And, you know, please, our listeners, feel free to be in touch with Anna Chiara. Either by email, info@annachiarasimonetti.com, or the website www.annachiarasimonetti.com, or on Anna Chiara's Facebook page. I know Anna Chiara is such a beautiful, loving person, and, you know, is open to all your comments and suggestions, and put her hand always there to whoever needs help. So thank you, Anna Chiara, so much again, and thank you to our listeners. I hope you've enjoyed this past hour, and I hope that you have found this as engaging, enlightening, and informative. If you'd love to give us your feedback, or you want to send us a message, please email me, amina@aminahidayat.com. It's AminaHedayat.com, or via social media links on my website, www.aminahedayat.com, or by phone, 517-507-0550. So thank you for listening, and let's gather here again for a new and influential connection with Amina. This is Amina signing off, saying goodbye, and stay connected, inspire everyone around you. Thank you so much, Anna Chiara.
Thank you, Amina. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, and we'll talk later. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.